KC2YJB.
Charlie was out there before I said to say hello to you.
Wow, very good, very good. Yeah, you should be getting ready to leave for work pretty soon, huh?
Said he's going to get ready to get in his car. All right, I'll get right back to you.
Very good.
KB2TIA disconnected. Connected. KB2TIA.
Victor, did you get the text messages I sent through Echo?
Yeah, I just got one of them. All I can say, this person must not have any friends. Shame on it.
Sorry, I didn't copy that.
I said he must not have friends.
KB2TIA disconnected.
You still on, Steve?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just a few blocks from home.
Very good. Yeah, I was just testing out this new broadcast mic.
Well, my mobile radio is a little crappy, so it sounds a little bassy.
Yeah, it's a broadcast microphone, one of those ones like the news people use. I can go like that, but I don't think it's going to help too much because it's actually picking up my regular voice.
Vic, do you text with Charlie? If you do, maybe you can get my phone number from him. And, one day we can have a conversation on the phone.
Yeah, no problem. I can do that. People messing with Wolverines and stuff on TV, they're nuts.
Yeah, they're really a big weasel.
Big angry weasel. I wouldn't want to mess with one of those things.
N1LU, KB2TIA. Okay, I guess it's not ready yet. In any case, I'm outside my home QTH, and I'll be popping inside. I don't know if you'll be around tomorrow, Vic, in the afternoon. K2MIJ and myself are going to be operating portable on the South Shore. And he's bringing his QRP rig, and I'm bringing my off center fed Wyndham. So we're going to string that up right at the shore and see what we can get. So if you're going to be around, and if you get my number tonight from Charlie, I can text you where we are, see if you can work us. It'd be kind of cool. I think it's going to be chaos tomorrow with everybody tuning up for the contest, so this weekend. So then, that's that. But that's not what I want to talk to you about. In any case, KB2TIA, I'll be clear on your guys' finals.
All right, 73, Steve, have a going night. We'll get that from Charlie, and we'll try to reach you, whatever band you're going to be on. KC2YJV, over to you, Rock.
73, Steve. Vic, I'll be right back. I got to move car around. KD2VOR.
Very good. We'll be listening.
N1LU Mobile. November 1, Leo. wearing my uniform, N1LU mobile.
Go ahead, N1LU, KC2YJV.
Hey, good morning again, Vic. You still on that broadcast mic?
Oh yeah, I'm on the broadcast mic.
Yeah, it sounded better when you did whatever you did. It was real bassy. Now it's got a little bit of highs in it. It sounds a little bit better.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah, you know, you can't tell what you sound like on the other end. That's the only bad thing, you know?
Yeah, that 2000, it doesn't have a monitor frequency. I mean, a monitor input or something where you can put a headphone in and listen to yourself.
Yeah, it does, but that's not the same as over the air, though.
Yeah, I guess. There's a mod for the 440 to do that. I think you clip a diode or something. I forgot what it was. And you can monitor your transmission or your audio through the headphone jack.
Yeah, it comes in handy sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. But you like the sound of it now?
Yeah, it sounds a lot nicer now. It was very, very bassy before.
All right, we'll leave the setting where we have it then, thank you. Yeah, that's good. And, yeah, I enjoy it because it has the boom. I can sit back in the chair, relax if I want to, watch some TV, and then just push the talk to, press the talk pedal that I have under my foot.
Yeah, a lot of guys use those foot pedals. I could never get used to that. Just the way I sit, my feet aren't on the floor. I'm on a tall bar stool, so it'd be inconvenient for me. So I just use the handheld push-to-talks. I worked a guy yesterday, Cape Verde, I think that's how it's pronounced, off the coast of Africa. I want to get a QSL card from him. I looked on his site, it says QSL Direct. Now what the hell does that mean? Because it also said QSL by mail, no. How do you QSL Direct if you don't do it by mail?
Might be talking about on QRZ.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he was talking about, to tell you the truth. It sounded like he did it direct to him, but then it said not by mail. I'd really like to get a QSL card for that contact.
Yeah, Cape Verde's not an easy contact at all. Matter of fact, I don't know if I told you, I got the QSO card for the, space probe that's on its way to Jupiter?
No.
Yes, last week I did what my buddy told me to do on the frequency he told me to do it. Send it out my Morse code at like 1/4 of the speed that you're supposed to send it out. I mean like a dial was like 30 seconds long and it heard it.
That's cool. Yeah, that's real cool. I don't know if you know, but I got the crossband set up. I was using it yesterday from the work UTH. Worked out real good. I've got the timer on the radio set to a half an hour, and I got both power levels. Oops, sorry, buddy. Down to 5 watts. It was my first time doing it. I was a little nervous about killing the battery, so I didn't go nuts. But it worked out cool.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, I was really surprised to get that QSO card so quick. I mean, well, actually, yeah, it was last week. I think it was Tuesday of last week. And it already came.
N1LU, which one's that? The one with the CW?
Yeah, the Juno space probe. NASA sends them out, and I was kind of surprised it got here so damn quick.
You should post it on the After Midnight group. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, I could do that. Just no big deal. I put them all in the book anyway. I'll just take them back out of the book.
Yeah, I gotta pick one of those books up for my QSLs. I don't have a heck of a lot, but I'm starting to get a collection. I'm waiting for a couple in the mail from, I can't remember where they're from. I think one's from Newfoundland and one from Europe somewhere.
Yeah, I got to go and turn in the thing because I have all my states now in all U.S. territories, all North America, in about 70 countries. But the ones for all the U.S. states, they supposedly give you a certificate for or something.
Yeah, WAS, I think it is, worked all states. Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing something like that.
Yeah, it's not that bad. I mean, you know, if you got the time to do it, it's good. If you don't have the time to do it, it's horrible.
Yeah, you got to be on a lot. There's a couple of states that are usually hard to get. Sometimes it's the ones closest to you. But, yeah, I had grandiose expectations to do a, when I was in HF Mobile, is to work all states mobile. But that never worked out.
Yeah, that's hard to do from a mobile. Rocky, you on?
KD2BOR, just cruising around here doing a few things, just listening.
Where do I get the EQ for this, Charlie? You're going to sound real good.
What do you get in the IHY box?
No, I'm using a Behringer, solid-state Behringer.
Yeah, I've had an IHY. I may get one again later down the road. But they're pretty good. They have a monitor circuit on them. You can plug your headphone in and listen to yourself.
Yeah, so is the Behringer, and they're only $70, so that's what I went with. But, you know, this is an unamplified mic. It's just doing it through the radio, so I have the processor on even on FM. Otherwise,
I'd sound like this.
Yeah, that was pretty low. Can you turn the processor off, adjust the mic gain, see what it does?
I'll give it a shot.
Go ahead. I'd be curious to see how it sounds, because it sounds good, it's just real, real low.
Okay, that's the highest the mic gain will go on FM.
Well, that's actually not too bad. Give it a little time on that.
Yeah, but it probably lost all the bass, right?
Yeah, it did, but it still sounds pretty good. It sounds very natural.
All right, and how's this right here?
Sound like you added some bass to it.
I most certainly did. No good?
It sounds like too much. Back it off a little bit.
All right, that's going to be too high. Going to sound.
I'm sorry, I doubled with you. Go ahead, do it again.
Yeah, it said I even shut it off there for a little bit. Let's see. That's one setting right there. Two, that's with the bass. Three, that's with the F-pass. That's with the H-boost. And that's with it off.
One setting, you said?
Yeah, this is it right here.
It sounds pretty good. That sounds very natural. And it's pretty much loud enough. All the others didn't sound right, but that one sounds the best.
Oh, we appreciate it. Yeah, it's a Marshall Ribbon mic, MX-144. And it's about $86 they run. And they're, dynamic mic, not condenser.
Can you get a little closer to it? I want to see how that changes it.
Yeah, I can get real nice and close to it. Good evening, Charlie. How are you? KC2YJV.
No, I liked it better when you were away from it. It gets very bassy and muffled when you get too close to it.
Yeah, I'm like half arm's length away now. I like being further away from it for some reason.
Yeah, I'm just the opposite. I tend to eat my microphones.
if I want to be loud, I can be loud if I wanted to. It's not worth it.
Nice to mess around with different mics till you find one that really sounds sweet. I heard a guy on a 2000 yesterday. I'll send you the video clip that I took. He sounded real good, but he had a lot of IHY gear. He had the 8-band EQ, and there's another unit. I forgot, I plus or something. He had a couple of those IHY boxes in line. I think they make a series of them that you can put in as a chain. And then he had a mic I'd never heard of, but he sounded really good.
Yeah, there's a lot of mics out there. A lot of people on HF told me it sounds really, really nice with the mic. My buddy had me go to FM, had me go to upper lower sideband, and then AM tonight, and he says to me, the best it sounds is on HF.
I find a lot of guys sound really good with that PR40. That's a little out of my price range, though.
You know what, I'm not running a broadcast studio, so I'm not worried about it. Not that much anyway. It doesn't really make sense to do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, some guys are really big into audio, I hear. Excuse me. I hear guys talking about audio and how do I sound, let me do this, let me put this in, let me take that out. You know, they'll do it for half an hour or so. And that gets a little redundant. But some radios really sound good right out of the box. Give me a minute. I'm coming up to the mobile station. I got to get a cup of coffee this morning. Then I got to turn around and head up to the Tappan Zee. KC2YJV, N1LU, I'll be back.
Yeah, no problem, Charlie. We'll be out here listening. We're going to run and make some iced tea there. We'll be right back. KC2YJV.
WA2ZOZ, 82VOR.
YJV returning.
Hey Vic, there's a guy on eBay who says he's got a TS-440S, new, unused.
And don't you know I'm Santa Claus?
Yeah, they're saying it was a display model.
Yeah, okay. It's been on display for 20 years?
Just telling you what the guy said. I know what you mean.
Hey, you want to buy a TS-2000? It's just a display model. Displayed on my table.
Display model missing one styrofoam out of the box. No manual. Unbelievable. I can't believe these people.
You know, I guess he figures that somebody's going to be snowed over real well. What's he asking for it?
Buy it now, 600.
Yeah, and I'm the Pope.
Shell out $600 for that radio, and it could be a return that doesn't work, you know?
I'll bet you his ad says no returns, right?
That's exactly why I said that. All sales are final.
I'd be a smart ass to report him to eBay for fraud. You want to see my old radio? Look up FT-847.
Oh, I've seen them. I know what they look like.
That's a monster of a radio, man. Sometimes I regret doing it, but that doesn't have the crossband repeat like this one does, so. Other than that, that was a primo radio. It still is. My friend Jeff has it.
Couple of them on eBay here. One guy's up at $711 with 5 days left, and there's another one. Buy it now. $999.
And believe it or not, that radio's cheap for that. They have one of the best and hottest receives on the market,
One. Two, they're an excellent, excellent satellite rig. They have a Doppler track just like the TS-2000 does, but they have so many options on that radio, and most of it is done by the buttons and not by menus. But it has a menu system, too. I tell you what, sometimes I kick myself in the butt for getting rid of that one.
KD2BOR, another one out here, 900 or a best offer.
What's wrong with it?
I haven't even pulled it up to see if he said anything yet.
I bought mine 2 or 3 years ago for $850. And that was cheap, because that's really an 847D. That has the DSP, but they call it an 847, not an 847D. And I'll tell you what, those are excellent, excellent radios, and Yaesu has not made another good all-band radio to even beat that. That is the mama to the 897 and the 857. What they did was they discontinued that and turned it into two radios instead of one.
Yeah, this guy is saying very good condition, original owner, given the serial number. It's got a Collins 300 filter in, CW filter, and a hand mic, and a data cable for audio out for digital mode, something like that.
Yep, and he probably is. If he was doing digital with it, he's probably a CW guy, yeah. And that's who mostly, most of the people who do satellite, like me, and people who do CW bought those radios. They have a beautiful, beautiful, it's jet black, and they have a beautiful ice blue display.
Yeah, this guy's got his lid up. I see that. According when I highlight the picture, and it looks very clean.
And he's asking 900 best offer. I'll tell you what, if I had 900, I'd give it to him. Or I'd say, hey, listen, let's be fair. I'll give you 850 and extra 50 for shipping.
He's got three pending offers. All two on the 23rd. Two on the 24th.
Is that the one they call the Earth Station?
That's exactly the one they call the Earth Station.
N1LU. Yeah, that's a nice looking radio.
That pisses on a lot of the radios. That, for an all mode, all band all mode, that thing had one of the best sounding sections in it you could do. And the only, like I said, the only reason I got rid of it was because it was to a friend, one. And two, is because I wanted the full crossband repeat like on this.
Yeah, every time I see that radio, it's got a high price tag. Apparently it holds its value.
Yeah, that's one of the few radios that do. And it's an awesome, awesome radio. It really is. It's a breeze to program. Even manually, it's a breeze to program. The only downfall, it only has, I think it's 100 memories.
It's plenty. This radio, I think, has, I don't know, 500 or 1,000. No way in hell I'm getting anywhere near that.
Yeah, this one has 999 channels. And my Alinka only has 100 for VHF and 100 for UHF.
Some sort of big contest going on this weekend. I don't know if it's just 10 meters or HF or what.
It's probably going to wind up being everywhere. And it's amazing because you could be having a conversation, a contest will come in and cut you off like they have to right away. It's a contest weekend. It's ARRL approved. That, no, you still can't interfere with an ongoing conversation. And they get pissed at you, too.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about contest weekends. It really ties up the bands. You can't have a casual conversation with anybody. Every square inch has got somebody calling CQ.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? It's ARRL sanctioned, so I guess, you know, what I can't stand is when they split channel receive and transmit, and they're receiving in the extra portion and transmitting in the general portion, and they don't check to see the, on the outbound frequency there's nobody there.
Yeah, the only good thing is you get to find out how good your antenna is.
I had a lot of compliments on the new dipole. A lot of people don't realize that I'm at 100 watt and I'm solar powered.
I called a guy in Boston. That's the guy with the 2000 that sounded great. He was like 20 over. And he was giving everybody else, you know, 5'7", 5'8". And I called him and he goes, man, you're loud. I was glad to hear that, and that's just with the hand mic.
Yeah, but don't forget, that's a powered hand mic. That takes power right off the radio because that one pin's powered. And that's an original Kenwood mic, so they sound very, very good, those microphones.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. That's what I wanted to do. Over to you, Rocky, KD2BOR and 1LU Mobile.
Thanks, Charlie, KD2BOR. I was listening to you before. You don't have a monitor button on the 440?
No, not that I know of. There's a mod to do that, to turn the headphone into a monitor circuit. But I don't know if I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I got one on the 850. I didn't know what the heck it meant at one time because I'm too lazy to read the book, but I finally figured out what it was.
Yeah, I just rely on everybody's reports. Whoever out there might be able to record me.
Yeah, me and you are too close together for the license I have to talk. We would probably never, ever hear each other.
I bet you we'd work each other on 40, no problem, in the afternoon.
Yeah, I know. I got to start studying again. I might do it this weekend a little bit. Maybe play on the computer on Sunday when I sit here before I go to Debbie's house and just so seriously start cramping down.
Yeah, Vic and I work each other real well on 40. He sounds great. I think he's like 20 over.
Why, thank you. That's my new dipole, too.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Rocky. Got to get an antenna up for him where he can tune, you know, all over the band. I think that'll get the juices flowing. He'll want to get on.
I can build them on it, no problem. I built this one.
Yeah, wire antennas are fairly easy to build. I think at his QTH, probably a NFET would work best.
That's if his other half don't hang him from it, right, Rock?
Thank God I live by myself.
I'll be right back, guys. I'll let you talk amongst yourselves there. I'm going to go out and have a smoke. KC2YJV.
Thank God it's Friday.
You got that right. I'm looking at this. Steve's talking about doing some mobile operation. And I told him the only thing I got is 10 meters. I'm looking at this 10-meter dipole. No tuner needed. I'd like to pick one of these up. I could actually use it with my Ranger radio right now.
That vertical that you have, that Antron, that's a good antenna. I use mine all the time. I was on 10 last night. Worked a gal that was on the Holland America cruise line pulling out of Panama Canal.
Very good. I turned mine on when I got home, but I had a high noise level for some reason. Must be the area I'm in because I get that a lot.
Yeah, 10 meters can be susceptible to noise. How's your coax coming in the house?
Brand new, when I put the new Antron up. Brand new length of coax.
How's it coming in the house, though? Is it just coming through a window?
It's coming through the garage window. I got a little corner of the window cut out so it doesn't pinch the cable when you close it.
I love these guys. I'm in the middle lane and the guy's tailgating me. He doesn't want to pass me. There's nobody around. He doesn't want to pass me on either side. He just wants to tailgate me in the middle lane.
Yeah, I had a guy yesterday tailgate the heck out of me. I stepped on the brake. You got to see his face when I stepped on the brake.
Stand by 1 second. Okay, Kitty 2 BOR and 1LU. Yeah, I had some broad on my butt yesterday going home. She was right on top of me. She was in a big hurry. Finally, I moved over. She took off like a bat out of hell and then started tailgating everybody else.
I just don't understand people. I really, I don't know. I'm not going to try to figure it out.
Sometimes women are your worst tailgaters.
You know what I meant to ask you, Charlie? Does your car come with the three-mode starter option?
Sorry about that. Just sipping my coffee. No, it does not. It's funny because I was just thinking about that, how that might be a nice feature for my son's car, since he's, don't pull in front of me, you idiot, since he is not in the garage in the winter, it might be a nice feature.
Yeah, that would be. My girlfriend, they don't, BMW doesn't offer it. I wanted to get one of mine, but they didn't offer it factory. You could always have one put in, but I thought if your car had it, and you doing this cross-band repeat, those remote starters, when you start the car, and if you don't go out to it, they only run for a certain amount of times, and then the module shuts the car down.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they stayed on indefinitely. Now, how does that work? You don't have to have the key in the ignition, right?
Nope. No key in the ignition, no nothing. You just punch a button, and the car starts up. There's a sequence that you got to go through. Like on a GM car, you got to hit the lock button twice on your remote control, and then you hit the start button, and the car starts up.
That's pretty cool. And what do you do when you get in the car? Just stick your key in the ignition? You don't turn it like you would, you know, when it started?
Well, it depends on what kind of key system you got. If you got the key that plugs into the dash, like some of these newer cars, or, like on her girlfriend's Impala, I get in it and just turn the key to the on position. While the car is running, if you accidentally put your key in the ignition and turned it to the start position, it won't start. None of these newer cars will do that. Once the car is running, you cannot crank the engine over by accident again. You know, engage the starter.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I did that with the older cars. And you hear that, those gears grinding. Oh, that's a nasty sound.
It could be a very expensive, nasty sound.
Believe it or not, I actually changed the starter. In the first car I ever owned, a AMC Pacer.
Yeah, years ago some of that stuff was easy. Today, like on my truck, if I have to get to my starter, God forbid, I have to take the intake plenum off the motor to get to it.
Yeah, I guess it's like anything, even with the newer radios, a lot harder to repair on your own than the older ones. Yeah, I used to do things like that, change my oil, what are those other things? You know, do real minor stuff, but stuff that you can't even do today. You can change your own oil, I guess.
Yeah, it is, but I, you know, when I was younger, I'd crawl around on the ground, and even before I started as a mechanic, when I was changing oil on my parents' cars when I was younger. Me crawl around on the ground today, forget about it.
Oh, it's nice having those lifts.
B2BOR for ID. Heard Carlos out there at all, Joe?
No, I did not, but I think he was on, I think I saw him on Facebook. He was active there, you know, at least on, you know, on the computer, up and on the computer.
Yeah, I'm still not too sure I have an overall around that Facebook, but I do see a lot of posts from Carlos.
Sorry about that. I thought that was a cop, but it was just some guy standing outside his car in the parking lot over here. This is a good spot. I always see cops sitting around here waiting. You know, like over here on 9W, I'm like the only car on the road.
Internet frequency you texted me the other day?
Yeah.
You got that on my sub side right now. You can probably hear an ID and I heard somebody talking on it or calling on it.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's fairly active. A friend of mine is over there, an older gentleman that I know. I go over there once in a while, say hi to him. I catch him on HF. He runs e-cars once in a while, too. He's got a place up in Vermont.
I spoke to Victor this morning. I gave him that frequency in the PL. He didn't have it in there, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of coverage that thing has. I get it in Connecticut. No problem. I don't know how far down he'll get it, though.
I spoke to him on it this morning.
Oh, okay. Very good. How did he sound?
It's very brief. I didn't really pay attention to it, but, you know, I called him, he answered me, and I heard him.
Cool. Comes in handy. Oh, anyway, so what do you got planned for this weekend? Anything? How'd the water pipe thing go? Are they done?
Yeah, they finished it yesterday, about 2 o'clock. They ran the whole new one. She wanted it done. They put new shut-off valves inside, which she wanted. And they did a nice job, Charlie. It's expensive, but they did do nice work.
Yeah, none of that stuff is cheap.
They cut the concrete slab at one of the expansion joints. It was on one side, there was an expansion joint. The other one is just where they put that line through it. They cut it with a saw. They lifted it up. They put it back. It's dead even and smooth. They raked out all the dirt. They planted grass seed and put the straw down like you see on the side of a highway sometimes and told me to water it every other day.
Oh, very good. Well, it sounds like they did a real good job.
When they were digging the trench, they came across this monstrous piece of concrete, or I thought it was concrete. We don't know what it is. The pipe was under that, so I guess when they built that house, they buried anything they wanted to, and that was old farmland over there years ago.
Whenever I have a long delay like that, I'm just getting a little sip of my coffee before it gets cold. KD2BORN1LU mobile. I guess Steve's not getting back on.
He wasn't by the radio when he signed. I know he was talking to Victor. Him and Jim got a little outing today. I guess you heard that.
Yeah, he said tomorrow, so I wasn't sure if it was Saturday or today. I assume today.
KC2YGV.
Acknowledge, Vic. Yeah, I think it is today because, oh, God, let me shut this down. I'm getting crossband there. Not crossband, whatever you call it. Yeah, I think it is today, Charlie, because after he drops the kids off, he's got a certain amount of time between then and, I think, 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hope he texts me, let me know where he's hanging out, see if I can work him. Should be able to work him on 40, I think. I don't know if they have antennas for 40, but give it a shot. Go ahead, Vic.
Yeah, when you find out where he's operating, let me know. But until then, guys, I got to say 73s. I got to get some sleep. So, Rocky, Charlie, always a pleasure. 73s, God bless, and be safe. We'll talk to you tonight.
All right, take care, Vic. I'll text you his phone number when I get to work. That won't wake you if I do it, will it?
No, negative.
All right, I'll do it when I get to work. 73, good hearing you. Over to you, Rock.
73, Vic. Good talking to you. That number I got off my caller ID, that's a good number to put in my phone and keep for you, or you might have to text me back the exact number.
No, that's the number you call me at.
Okay, very good. I'll put that in my cell phone and keep it.
All right, very good. 73s, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, later today. KC2YJ, be clear.
73.
Just got on the Palisades Parkway.
Okay. I've been searching around for 2-meter amps, and I tell you, some of them can get very expensive.
Yeah, I've been looking too. Probably the best bet are the Mirage. I think they're about $339, $350, somewhere around there. But then, you know, for me, I'd have to add a remote box to it, so I could put it in the trunk and operate it from up here.
Man, I got this cheap one that's made in Italy, RM Italy. Puts out 110 on FM, 220 on sideband, but you're buying cheap. It has no received preamp, which I'm not really too concerned with a received preamp, because I'll be having it mounted away from the radio anyway, and I'm not going to be able to get to it.
Yeah, that actually might be nice for the car. Just, you know, set it and forget it. It's cheap enough where you don't have to worry about it. How much is it?
$150.
What's it put out?
110 max on FM and 220 on sideband.
And what do you drive it with?
Let me pull it up here. Hold on. They got the description. Let's see. Come on. Okay. Input power, 1 to 25 watts. Sideband input power, 2 to 50 watts. Output, 110 max. Output sideband, 220 PEP max.
Yeah, it's not bad. Those are Mirage amps. If you tune them right, you know, like dead on the frequency that you're using them on, you can get a little bit more than the rated power output. But, you know, you always run the risk of blowing the finals. I've got one home that's not operating. I wish I knew somebody that could fix it for me.
Yeah, the frequency range on this is 140 to 152. They do make wideband ones, but when you get the wider range, they don't put out as much power.
Yeah, you need at least 100 watts, because you got to figure you want to double your power, see any significant improvement. So if you're running 50, you want to get at least 100 watts.
Well, the most I would be able to drive this with would be 20, because that's one of the four settings on the 7900.
Yeah, that would be good. That would show you significant improvement in signal.
This, I looked it up on EHAM. KD2BOR with N1OU. I looked it up on EHAM. They said for a cheap amp, it got some pretty good, pretty good numbers.
Text me the model number, because they got so many of those things out there. That Italian company. I never know which one to look at.
Yeah, all right. Let me put this down for a second. I got to see a man about a horse, and I'll text over the number to you.
All right, I'm going to have some of my coffee. N1LU mobile.
When you get that text, it's KL. I'm not sure how to get the capital letter after I do it the first time when I'm texting. I'm not the greatest, but it's a KL number.
Okay, yeah, it just came over. I'll check it when I get to work.
I'm real tempted. I've had it up on my watch list for a while. I let one go last week. The guy that was selling them last week had one left, and it was $139.95. This guy wants $149.95 plus 13 and change shipping from Alabama.
M1LU mobile. Yeah, it might be nice. Might be nice to have something like that, because there's no remote available for it. I'd probably have to just turn it on and leave it on for the ride.
Yeah, this I would probably mount underneath my seat, where I could hit the switch on and off if I had to. I got enough room under the seat. I've got the connectors here and the cable. I can always split my cable and run it into it, so that wouldn't be a big issue.
I'd have to see the power curve, though, because I only have 5, 15, and 50. So I'd probably run it with 15. I'd have to see what I get out.
Yeah, I'll try to look that up later if they show anything. I checked the internet for the prices on this thing, and they're all about the same. I saw one place one at $150 plus shipping, so last week the better deal was $139.95, but I let it go.
And that's new. That's pretty good. You can get a used amp for about, you know, depending on condition, for about $180, maybe $170, $150, somewhere around there for a used one. So, you know, the ones in better shape are obviously closer to $180.
Well, I go back to my 11-meter days, Charlie. Whenever I did buy an amplifier, I always bought new. Right, and, you know, you don't know what you're getting when you buy these used ones. People are overdriving them, and I ran into too many problems with that. Like I said, in those days, I always bought new.
Yeah, you're right about overdriving them. You never know. And once you buy it, you're kind of stuck with it. At least new, you have some recourse.
Only type of amp that I purchased used back in my 11-meter days was a tube bass amp. You know, you've seen it work. You know, there's no guarantee when you get it you might not have to put new tubes in it, but that's the only one that I would ever buy used. It was an old, I had Palomar amps, and I always bought them used.
Yeah, that's a good company. 252, don't you have to head to the truck?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I still didn't make the other place either. I was busy texting you. All right, let me get cleaned up. I'll catch you from the vehicle. KD2, be aware.
All right, very good. I'll be here. N1LU mobile.
KD2, VOR mobile with a temperature of 40 degrees.
N1LU mobile.
I don't know if you heard me. I got a temperature of 40 degrees up here on Kearny Avenue.
43 over here. No, I didn't hear you. I put the radio on. I needed to listen to some loud music, wake me up a little bit.
Yeah, you asked me if I had any plans this weekend. Nothing much. I don't know what I got to do. I got to finish patching up a hole in the ceiling in the garage and whatever else she's got on the honeydew list.
Yeah, I've got a million honeydews to do. I never seem to get around to them. The only time we have together, really, is on the weekends. My wife always wants to do something. So stand by 1 minute.
Yeah, very good. I'm going to take a shot in the dark. KD2, DKO. KD2, VOR.
Just had a sneezing spell. Oh, man. Feels good, though.
Yeah, as long as you didn't get any on your vest.
I'm pretty good at that. I have a unique sneezing pattern. I'll do like 8 in a row, one right after another. And then it won't bother me for a while. Guys at work all crack up when I do that.
Well, I'm on Ridge Road now, and I got a temperature of 39. I'm not liking this at all.
Well, get used to it. It'll be getting colder.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. I hate to admit it, but KD2, VOR.
Yeah, first couple of weeks of winter, maybe even the first month, it's tough getting used to, but by the time you're into it, it's just another day. Then you start looking forward to spring.
Gas at the Sitco station on Ridge Road, 3059.
I got to get $25 worth this morning. I hope it's nice and cheap. I saw 309 when I got off of Palisades in Fort Ree. Usually those are the higher prices, so I'm expecting, I'm hoping for like 305. That would be nice.
That's the cheapest I've seen it so far. Here's another one. I don't know what brand gas it is. Let's see. Luke Oil, 3059.
Yes, as though they don't want to go below $3.
I keep forgetting to turn my power level down on my radio because at the shop I've been running it on high power most of the time because of you know what. And as when I was talking to you before, I finally turned it down to medium.
I still get that noise, you know, when I key up on high power every so often, but I don't think it's from the radio. I think it's something in the car that interacts with the radio. Something that I put on at night. I don't notice it during the day. I can run high power during the day, not have any problems at all, but it's at night. I don't know if it's something with the lights or the heat or what.
Years and years ago, when I was at 11 meters, me and my buddy were driving up Route 280 in West Orange, pretty big hill on 280. And he had an old Chevy Citation. We had a 250-watt amp in the car, and I forget what kind of antenna we were running. We're going up the hill, and when you keyed the microphone, the car would slow down and the engine would start detonating because the power was interfering with the computer in the car.
Yeah, well, I'm only running 50, so I don't know what the hell it could be, but, you know, the cars, I think, have a hell of a lot more electronics nowadays.
Yeah, I turned mine down to mid-1. I think mid-1 is 20 watts. Mid-2, the way they do it is weird, is 10, and of course low power is 5.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about mid on this radio being only 15. I wish it was 25. That's what I would have thought it would be. High power is 50, midway it should be 25, and then low power would be 5 watts. I wish I knew if there was a way of turning it up. You know, turning the mid power up to 25.
All venue driven. When you're in, like when they align the radio. I was reading the service manual on my Olenco, and the same pot does low, mid, and high, but it depends on what menu you're in when they're doing the tune on the radio. It's one pot, 601, but you have to be in when they're setting the radio up, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I've never found anything online for this radio, although I am a member of the Yahoo groups. I should post a query, as they say, see what I can find out from people that have owned this radio for a while. There's a lot of neat stuff out there. 309 over here, the Sunoco. I was hoping it was 305, but it doesn't look like it. Now I'm driving down to the quick check. Lately, they've been the same price as Sunoco, so I'm anticipating 309. But whatever, I'll get $25 worth. That'll just about fill me up.
Yeah, I imagine if you ever had to, I hope you never have to have that radio set down to have it aligned, but I think they can adjust the power to anything you want. I would imagine you can get your bid power up to 20 watts on that radio, no problem.
Yeah, I would think that as well. All right, give me a minute. Let me pull in. Oh, look at that. I'm saving 2 cents. It's 307 over here at the quick check. That's cool. All right, give me a minute. Let me grab some gas. KD2BOR, N1LU Mobile.
Okay, very good. Let me take another shot in the dark for my strike two this morning. WA2ZOZ.
10-1LU Mobile.
82-BOR Mobile.
Not bad, $25 just about filled it up. It looks full, but it probably could get, take another couple of dollars in there, but that's good enough for me. And it was well below half, probably a little bit above a quarter of a tank.
Yeah, very good. How much gas do you use approximately a week for going back and forth to work and your other trips?
You know, I don't know. I want to say like maybe $40 a week, maybe, because I don't always fill up twice a week. So, you know, depending on when I do it, you know, I might get, you know, I might only have to put in $20 here and $20 there. So I'd say at the most maybe $40 a week.
That's not too bad. How many miles you got in that car now?
6,700.
God, it seems like you just got it yesterday.
It looks like I just got it yesterday. It's still in nice shape. That's because I take it to the car wash often. I join the one near me. So we get discount coupons every so often. Still not cheap, but I do the basic outside wash, inside cleaning real quick. No tire cleaning or anything. Tires get clean anyway when it goes through. It's a hand wash. And it's $18.
Yeah, we have a wash place down here at the bottom of the Belleville Pike. They got a deal. Unlimited washes for 31 and change a month.
I guess that's not too bad. But, you know, I don't know. I think in a month I'd probably wash my car twice. Although if it was unlimited, who knows, I'd go every week. But to me, right now, I'm probably washing mine maybe twice a month. So that would be roughly $15 if it was $30 a month. I don't like getting locked into anything like that. We've got a couple of places where you can buy, like, a book of, you know, what, 20 washes or something for a certain price. Nice discount, but I'd rather just join this place and pay as I go. They scan my card and send me discount coupons, things like that. I get a free car wash on my birthday.
Yeah, Debbie goes to one up in North Arlington on Ridge Road. They give her a card, and every time she goes, they punch it. And when the card is full, I'm sorry, she gets a complete free full service.
They'd say that's a pretty good business to own a car wash.
Yeah, it's like owning a pizzeria and a laundromat.
I don't know, are most of these car washes recirculated water?
I don't know about that. I remember years ago there was something about that they had to start recycling their water. And speaking about that, whether you know it or not, Charlie, we're in a drought right now.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
W2, if it is, if I'm not mistaken, B-O-B, Bob, the net coordinator, he's been on water restriction out there where he lives almost all summer, I think.
Really? Jesus. I didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah, I heard him on the net. I don't know if it was Wednesday or Monday, saying that he's only allowed to water his grass, whether you're odd or even, almost like the same, you know, your address and stuff, just like they did with the gas rationing. But he said, I heard him say it more than once about their water restrictions.
Yeah, I'm looking at this amplifier right now.
Okay, so I guess that answers my next question. You're sitting at work already.
Yes, I am.
I'm heading towards her house now, and I'm going to get out of the car when I get